And we read that in Isaiah chapter 58. I just had it. What's it say at the top of your song? Isaiah 58:11, which says, "And the Lord shall guide thee continually, and satisfy thy soul in drought, and make fat thy bones, and thou shalt be like a watered garden, and like a spring of water whose waters fail not." I don't know how many of us feel like a watered garden this morning. Some of us feel like a parched desert. But we can feel like a watered garden if we will allow the Lord to lead us and keep our eyes on Him and trust Him to bless us and guide and satisfy us, and we will be a watered garden. Welcome this morning. Great to see you. Thanks for coming to worship with us today. It's been a while since we've seen each other. For many of us, it's been a week. Some of us, it's been longer than that. Welcome back to you that maybe haven't been here for a few weeks, and we're glad to have you with us. We trust the Lord will bless our time together as we open the Word in a few minutes. There are a number of items in the bulletin. I will just remind us that there is a men's choir tonight at 5:15. So men, if you would like to join in a choir, be here tonight, 5:15, and we'll enjoy singing together. And then at 6 o'clock will be our regular evening service as we look again at Elijah. And following the evening service will be our business meeting to adopt the 2021 budget. Now, we've had copies of the budget available. They're still in back. They're at the back a sound booth table, so pick one up if you haven't seen it. Look it over, and we'll be discussing and then voting to adopt that budget tonight. So keep that in mind. And then after the business meeting, we'll have hopefully a fairly brief building committee meeting. So that'll be after the business meeting. Our Wednesday night service and prayer meeting is at 7 on Wednesday, Truth Trackers, as usual. By the way, yesterday, the ladies met here for the Women of the Word Conference via YouTube video. It took place in Hutchinson. Lori Johnson taught it, but our ladies were able to watch it online here. And I know I've already heard how good that was. And I'm glad we had a pretty good group, it looked like. I came by once and I was able to sneak out some refreshment. So I timed that well to come when they were having a coffee break. But I'm glad you were able to come. There is a ladies' Bible fellowship in 2 weeks, around 2 weeks from yesterday. And we have that in the bulletin. Also, we're going to be showing the movie Sheffy on February 21st. I know a number of you have seen this movie, but if it's, you're like me, it's been about 30 years. I think that was about the last time I saw it. Excellent movie, you will enjoy it, and we're gonna be showing it at 5 o'clock, me from 5 till about 7, then we'll have a fellowship afterwards, and that's a month away yet, but I wanted to mention that anyway. That mark that down and plan to come, and you will be blessed. There are giving records, you that wanted your giving record for 2020, they are available in envelopes back on the west side, the west missionary table over there. So pick that up if you have one there. Also, if you would like a giving record for the coming year, I think that's right. Anyway, highlight your name. Kathy has a church directory, and your name is probably on there, and there's a highlighter there. So take the highlighter and highlight, you know, Terry and Roberta Post, and then she will be sure that to get you a giving record. So in other words, she's not going to do giving records for everybody, and there's just those that want the giving record. Okay, and I wanted to share a thank you note from Jared and Katie Stemmons. We've been praying for their son, Rhett, for a long time, and he has been doing well. In fact, he was diagnosed with Hurler syndrome. Jared shares this at the end of his thank you note. And he is lacking an enzyme that breaks down the sugar chain that is found everywhere there is cell growth, so everywhere. And because of this, his sugar begins to build, eventually causing enlargement of almost every organ, brain damage, and lung damage. He underwent chemo to make way for stem cell blood transplant that had the DNA to create the missing enzyme. Anyway, Jaron writes, "Dear Wheatland Church family, the generosity and support we have received from you as a whole and individuals is just beyond words. We have been blessed beyond imagination through monetary gifts, words of encouragement, and prayer, lots of prayer. Many of you have individually sent us cards and encouragement and gifts to go toward the medical bills. I don't know what to say except thank you. Having such a strong community to lean on during this time has greatly helped. While this is not the path we expected to take, God has led us the whole way, teaching us many different things and growing us closer to Him and to each other. While our journey is far from over with Rhett, a large, difficult piece is now behind us. Thank you again for your support." And then a quick update on Rhett. He is doing well at home. His numbers are staying in good range. He is staying healthy and mostly happy. And I won't read the rest of it. But praise God for that. And we thank Jaron and Katie for the nice thank you note. And continue to pray for them and for Rhett, that he will continue to do well. Also, Lost and Found. We found this thumb drive in the West parking lot, and it may be one of you ladies from yesterday lost it. It's orange, and so come and get it. It'll be up here on the pulpit. If this is yours, it may be from a long time ago. We don't know how long it's been there, but just in case, wanted you to know that. Pray for Dorothy. Dorothy Meltzer is not doing well. She went into the hospital with a very weak heart. And she is back in the nursing home in Smith Center, but not expected to live very long. She is 92. She's ready for heaven. We got to talk to her. A nurse kind of helped us talk to Dorothy yesterday, and she wasn't able to say much, but she was able to say thank you, basically thank you for your prayers. And we love Dorothy, and we're so sad to know she's going through this. But she wants to go to heaven. She's been ready to meet the Lord for a long time. Pray for Linda Fairchild. She is doing well. She is able to be here this morning, and we thank the Lord for that. She had had a new Hickman or a port put in to help her with her feeding and nourishment. So pray that goes well. We're glad that she's doing better. Continue to pray for Roxy. She is just starting liquid chemo now. She's gone oral chemo is what they call it. So pray that goes well. Continue to pray for Darlene Bergen, her battle with Parkinson. She's doing a little better. She's able to sleep at night. Talked to Mel just recently, and he was encouraged about that. Continue to pray for Mick Burrell, his need of a kidney transplant. Pray for Shirley Dawson and her family, the loss of her grandpa. The funeral was this past week, and that was a difficult time for them. Pray for Doris. She's in Colorado, and pray the Lord will bless her. She's seeing her son, Bob, and family there. Thank you for praying for Dean Elliott. I have been seeing Dean Elliott, and Dean has pancreatic cancer and has some good days and not so good days. But he's not expected to live very long and has asked me to do his funeral. And he asked me because he said, "I've been to a few of your funerals and I like it that you preach the Bible." And that's what I want. I want the Bible preached at my funeral. I want people to hear about Jesus and how to be saved and how to go to heaven. Anyway, I've had some wonderful conversations with him. So pray for Dean that God will bless. Also, I did go to KU Medical Center Thursday and saw my surgeon, had an MRI, and the MRI looked good. It said it's stable. It didn't show any cancer returning, and that's always good. It has been 9 years now. So I'm thankful to the Lord for that. So those are, quite a few announcements and prayer requests. And if there is nothing else, I'll just remind you that our offering plates are at back, and appreciate your faithfulness in giving. God bless you.